On today's show, we have a big surprise of a trip report from a big surprise of a guest. That's coming up on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 479. We're creeping closer of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host this week. My name is John. I am joined, as always, by Adam.
What's up, everybody?
And yes, folks, this is not a tease. We are actually joined by Jason.
Why, hello. I haven't seen y'all in a long time.
You don't see us now. Well, you see us.
Do we owe this pleasure?
Well, you know, I've been missing y'all so much. They finally let me out of my tomb under the Magic Kingdom to come back and say hello.
Because they're doing construction now.
Yeah, they've been having me guard Walt's frozen head for the last year or so. But my shift has ended.
And, it hasn't been that long.
The head's doing well. He's still frozen, and he's just waiting for the right time to reappear.
Waiting for the proper moment. The opportune moment.
Indeed.
Yes. I don't know why I had been inspired to watch the pirate movies recently, but I had. I think you did too, didn't you, Adam?
Yeah, I still haven't watched At World's End yet again. But I will over this Christmas break.
I've always loved them. I know it's controversial. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just say that they get worse. I always liked all of them. And I still
I still think that
the CGI on Davy Jones is incredible when you consider when that movie
the time
came
period. Yeah. I don't know what it was that made the creators of Pirates decide to do the whole Matrix thing and film the last two movies of the original three in sequence, right? And together or simultaneously, excuse me, not in sequence. But anyway, I don't know how we got off on that.
Well, that's what happens when I'm here, right? This is why you can't have me around. We'll just be
runaway
railway. Runaway railway.
I mean,
we run off the rails all the time.
Yeah,
just a relaxing ride in the park, right?
Yes.
What could go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong. That's what this podcast is. It's a relaxing ride in the park where nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have much to go through here because Jason went on a trip. How long was your trip?
It was a whole week.
A whole week. Right. Ooh, I was going to say, I knew it was a while. Like, we kept getting these updates from you, and I was like, he's been there like a month now or something. So what's something different? What's something new that you started out with, I guess?
Well, there's a couple of things that were really different that I wanted to come on and talk about. I know that Adam gave a trip report recently. So some of the stuff has changed as far as how you book stuff and everything. But the things that I was most excited about is I was doing Jollywood Nights, which I did last year. Mm. But it was the first year, and I want to get into a little bit in a minute about my thoughts this year. And I did Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which I also did last year, but this time I added on a dessert party for the fireworks. And this is my very first dessert party I've ever done at Disney World. So we have those as two that we can talk about. And of course, it's always great to be there. Christmas spent a decent amount of time at the Festival of the Holidays. The Festival of the Holidays was running when you were there, right, Adam?
Yep. It just started right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's as I've said before, it's my least favorite, but I started to understand it a little bit more. It's just so sweet forward. So,
As far as the food goes, that's true. But I like the candlelight is part of it, but the little traditional things that they do at each country too is kind of fun. The people that come out and talk about their
holiday
tradition.
I did like that. I like seeing that.
That's a cool thing
as well. I was there with a companion, and my companion, my friend, was very much not into like the roller coasters either. So she was more of a traditional, like, you know, dark rides, that kind of stuff. So also a little bit different trip where I wasn't as focused on, like, you got to get the drops, you got to get the boarding groups, you got to buy the Guardians. In fact, I didn't ride Guardians at all this trip. I didn't ride Tron at all this trip. I didn't ride Space Mountain. I didn't ride Big Thunder. I didn't ride Tiana's. I didn't ride any of the big rides. I stuck to to more of the B C D ticket attractions. And I found it to be a pretty interesting trip because it is a lot more relaxing, I think, especially if you're using Lightning Lane. That you don't have any pressure. I think the only e-ticket attraction we did was Flight of Passage, because she had not been there since Flight of Passage opened.
Oh wow. Okay.
So she lives out in California, so more of a Disneyland goer. So
gotcha.
Been a while since she had done it. So that was the only e-ticket mm-hmm. that we really took advantage of while we were there. Unless you count something like Mickey's or Toy Story Mania, but I'd still consider those not e-tickets myself.
Right.
I'm assuming you bought single pass for that, right? You didn't try to rope it.
Of course. No, yeah. We didn't try to rope. Right. In fact, that's the other thing that made things a little bit nicer if you're doing a trip where you don't want people that ride the big rides, I wasn't as pressured to rope, right? You can stroll in a little bit later because you have the Lightning Lanes already booked up. And
if you have my family, you're not as pressured to rope either.
If you really want to make advantage of the day, like at Magic Kingdom, like we typically do, we want to be on the rope to either get Tron or Seven Dwarfs or something like that space. We want to get all that stuff done. But when that stuff's not in your agenda, you take it a little bit slower, take in the sights and sounds a little bit more. So all of that was actually really nice. And the other thing that was different is the only time I went to Hollywood Studios was the first night for Jollywood. And then everything else was pretty heavy Magic Kingdom and Epcot for most of the week. So again, staying a little classic, like spent a lot of time on the monorail. Yeah.
Yeah. Old school style.
Spent some time on the monorail. The monorail held up for you, I assume.
Yeah.
The best form of transportation.
There was only one time where we got on the monorail and the doors tried to close about 7 times before they finally held.
Everybody on the monorail.
It was like, close, pop
open. The gasps.
Close, pop open. Close. And the people were like, and I wanted to be like, don't worry, this happens to it all the time.
Yeah, just give it a few more tries. It'll eventually close, yeah.
It's the joke I made to Adam when he was there about, you know, him parking by the monorail. That's
what happens when you're almost
jump 40. Out when the door falls on.
When you're in your 40s, things don't always close like you're supposed to.
But yeah. Wait a minute. Let's see. What can I tell you about? I stayed at Coronado.
Almost 40.
Outer building. I'm almost 42. I hit 40 next month. I'll be there. Yeah. I'm turning 40 2 days after you run your half marathon.
It's the 40th. And I will be there not long after.
Did you have preferred, though, outer building?
I had a preferred outer building. So that's okay. My first preferred outer building. Casitas 1 is where I stayed. Yeah. Which is the building closest to the central, the like food court area.
El Mercado. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good section because you can get to Three Bridges pretty quickly and all the food in the gift shop too.
Yeah.
Yep. And we went to all of that. By the way, Adam, I did tell my companion all about your bathroom ratings. So, of course, we had to take advantage of that. Yeah. We did a tour over to the Three Bridges, and she said it was fine. That one was like not that impressive. The worst review came at the Rapunzel bathrooms were the worst bathrooms that she went in while we were there.
Mm. Well, which one was not impressive?
The companion bathroom at Three Bridges that Adam claims is the best bathroom.
That's like a hotel room. I don't know why nobody is on board with this.
It's so big. I was going to say, I actually mentioned that this evening to my wife, because I don't know how the conversation came up, but I said that something about, you know, Adam and
Three Bridges.
His bathroom, how Harrison has to like go every 2 feet, and that's how you know about all the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So she said the best bathroom she went to, though, was the one at Toledo in Dahlia Lounge. Really? That bathroom.
I don't know that I've been to it.
It has a great view, I'll give it that. Like, you can... During my trip, the fireworks at Epcot were going on while I was in said bathroom, and you can literally watch them from the bathroom. There's a giant window.
was it a number one or a number two there, Adam?
One.
Wait a minute.
I was literally standing there like
there's an outside window from Toledo's bathrooms. Or which one are you talking about?
Ones that are between Dahlia Lounge and Toledo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From inside the bathroom, though, there's a window.
Yes, a giant window that you can see the fireworks.
All right, then.
Not kidding.
Okay.
I totally watched the fireworks from there. Yeah.
All right, then.
I mean, you can't be in there.
Just wanted to make that clear.
Best places to poop and watch the fireworks at Disney.
at the same time.
Well, you got to have the door wide open if you want to see it from the stall, but from the bathroom itself, you can see the fireworks.
If you want a private view, if you want a private viewing, a more private viewing.
So if you want, I mean, that's the best bathroom on property for fireworks viewing that I know of, anyway.
I never thought I would hear this.
To be fair, the most important thing for her was fireworks. That's the number one thing she wants to do at Disney.
So that's why it was her favorite bathroom then.
There you go.
So how many of the fireworks shows did you see? Did you see both the Magic Kingdom and the Epcot ones, right?
I think I saw Epcot three times. We saw the Jollywood fireworks, and we saw Happily Ever After once, and we saw the Minnie's Very Merry Christmas once.
What was her favorite then, since she's a fireworks person? Did she mention?
So for her, you know, we have to see Over the Castle on the last night. So it's hard to beat Over the Castle. Actually, I take that back. We saw Happily Ever After twice. I don't know why I said once. We saw it twice, and I said the reason I only said once is the second time I tried to watch from the hub, there right, and I had a very bad view. So it's we sort of more than anything. So that's something special. But both her and I both agreed that we both really fell in love with Luminous.
Okay,
I think that Harmonious has a fantastic soundtrack. I love it. But I think Luminous is by far and away a better fireworks show.
It has a story, like a cohesive story.
Yes.
I think that's
Show, it's just better. I watched it in three different spots. Once from like closer to the World Showcase entrance. Once from Japan and once from Canada. I think the Canada view was the best I had.
Was it closer?
It was never crowded. I was always at the front of the row for all of the showings.
That World Showcase Lagoon is like the perfect setting for a nighttime show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's got that going for it to start with.
Even if you have not a great spot, you don't have to fight people to keep your spot. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I like about it.
I remember one time watching Illuminations from the steps at Canada and thinking that was just perfect. You know, it was fine.
Canada has a great spot. I mean, the Canada angle is really great, which I think says something, because Canada was not a good spot for Harmonious because you would miss all the projections into the giant ring.
Yeah.
Right? So, it wasn't a great spot, but now you have so many better spots when you have an actual 360 view fireworks show.
There you go.
So for Magic Kingdom, I know we'll get to the dessert party, but I was going to say, is that spot the best spot for any Magic Kingdom fireworks show?
It seemed to be in a great position because we have the Garden Plaza view. Now, there are two different views you can get on a dessert party, and I think the Tomorrowland Terrace view is the worst one. Don't book that. Like, I don't,
because it's partially covered, right?
Yeah, blocked, like, would you want to watch? Like, you know where Tomorrowland Terrace is, and you can imagine watching it from
too far away, too.
Yeah. So, but the Garden Plaza view gets you into the hub grass right there on the right side. And if you think about it, of course, it's a great view because the left side is where they put the VIP tour guests. So, like, it's perfect, straight on, dead on, and it's not crowded. And what happens is the part right in front of you is for the handicapped folks. And so there's nobody on the other, right in front of you, in front of the hub grass on the other side of the rail, because they're all seated.
Right.
So you don't really have anybody. Nobody's going to hoist a kid up on your shoulders and then put it. The other thing is when you're in the hub grass area, they instruct you that you cannot hoist a child on your shoulders while you're in that area. So they will yell at you if you do said thing.
I wish they'd do that everywhere, but I guess they can't.
Can't police the whole. How are they going to get in there? Or are they going to get in there and stop somebody? I mean, they just figure if a kid falls, there's so many bodies there, it'll catch them. You can basically.
Kid can body surf.
Yeah, why don't we do that at Magic Kingdom sometime? Body surf at Magic Kingdom. Anyways.
Yeah, you probably could during the fireworks.
But we did watch the fireworks from the California Grill, which she did not know that she could watch from up there, and she thought it was fantastic. Good. One of the comments she made, she's like, I had no idea that they shot the fireworks that far back. Because you really how far back the big ones are versus the ones off over the castle. And it's,
It's like Villains Land area. That's where they're shooting from.
Cars Land? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Honestly, California Grill never disappoints. The food, fantastic.
Even with the prefix menu.
Even with the prefix menu. I loved it. I thought it was great. It was the best meal I had there.
I need to go back. I miss it because probably it was 2020 or 2021 since I last ate there.
I miss the way it used to be.
I do, but it's probably worth the price though. Because what is it? It's like $89 per adult or something.
I think it depends on your party.
Yeah, it's like $89 or something per adult. And it was totally worth it. I mean, I was able to, fireworks that night were at 8. At first, I was holding like a 5 or a 520 seating, but that day I was finally able to mod it to a 735 seating, which is perfect.
Yeah. Right on the money.
Right on the money. Get seated. They get your drinks out to you. They put some bread down. They take your order. They say, okay, we'll start your appetizer after the fireworks.
Maybe we should go back there for your 40th / celebratory.
I think it is so good.
Dinner.
I think you should celebrate your 40th on the Treasure.
I do have plans to book a Treasure sailing in July, over July 4th.
July 4th?
Okay. I plan to be sailing on the Treasure then.
So how much time are you going to be in the Haunted Mansion Lounge?
The whole time. The entire time.
I would never leave.
I'm going to see if they let me sleep in the Haunted Mansion Lounge.
I would sleep in the Donald chair.
Was it the trip we were together where we went to get coffee at 6:30 in the morning and the guy was sitting at the bar doing the McAllen flight?
Oh, yeah, he totally was, yeah.
At like 6:30 in the morning. As that's going to be me in the Haunted Mansion Lounge, just like, give me another spooky drink.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome. I'd be sitting in that Donald chair all day. Yeah. Love it. They'd kick me out.
So fireworks, but Luminous. I think Luminous is coming up there on maybe one of my favorites. Now, going back to the dessert party.
Yeah,
we can dive into that for a little bit. What do you get with the dessert party? Because I think I'm the only one here that's done one of this group.
And what was it?
Yes, we've kind of frowned on them in the past in this.
Well, just because of the price. Group. But what was like 75?
Well, I mean, just being honest, we didn't think we were always thinking how could it be worth it, right? I mean, even Jason was saying that, right? So,
yeah. Well, this is someone the whole thing is fireworks for this person. So I'm like, okay, final night
opportunity.
Yeah. Final night, fireworks over the castle. You don't have to think about it. Dessert party.
Yeah.
I want to say it was almost $90 a person, which is a lot.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Right. You go in, they take you back. You get there. You can get there like 2 hours before the fireworks and hang out. You get a little wristband put on. They take you to a seat and you get a reserved seat. So you get seated. And then they have a buffet set up of all the different desserts you want. They were all very interesting desserts. The only savories they have is, you know, cheese cubes. And then they have a crepe station that has very, you know, desserty crepe. They have a set of, you know, juices. So you have like water and like regular juice. They have the Pog juice there, which I had some of the Pog juices. You can get it like a Honda and whatnot. The beer and wine selections were pretty basic. Wine was basically like a Chardonnay and a Cabernet and, you know, pretty good. Yeah. But, you know, I actually only even have one drink. I wasn't very heavy on the drinking on this trip. You know, stayed pretty light.
Okay.
They had a station where you could decorate cookies.
Keep the kids busy.
Yeah, and a station where you could write a letter to Santa.
Did you write a letter to Santa?
I wrote a letter to Santa, of course.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you did all that. So you sit down, you sort of eat, you can go back to the buffet as much as you want. And then if you want, they'll escort you to the fireworks viewing station. However, we finished very early and we still had a little bit more time before the fireworks. So we walked over and we were going to go ride Pirates one more time before the fireworks, but we got over to Pirates and it was broken down at the moment. So we walked back and I forget, I think we stopped and maybe took a picture or something, but got back and just sat and waited for the fireworks after that. At the Christmas party, though, we tried, you know, all the different cookies that we could. I looked around at some of the holiday offerings. We got there right as the party started. So, you know, the party officially starts at 7, but the park closes at 6. So between 6 and 7, the regular carts are still open. So I was able to get pizza egg rolls before the cart closed.
I see.
So that was nice. But the dessert party itself, I thought when I left it, I was like, for what we were trying to do, which is the last night, not worry about the fireworks, have a nice sit dessert, I enjoy it. The thing I said, though, is we both agreed about this. If they raise the price $20 or $30, whatever they want to do, and made it a buffet, a dinner.
Like food, yeah.
Food. That would be worth it. Because then it's on the same par as like a more expensive character meal, almost. And you get a full meal and the fireworks viewing.
And cocktails, too.
Yeah, with the cocktails. I feel like I would take that over the dessert party, because it's just like we both were like, I wish there was more than just like some cheese here. You know, we liked the desserts, but we wanted something else savory on the offerings.
Yeah, it does seem like you couldn't eat that much dessert if you wanted.
The only way to make it worth it is to do the alcohol, as far as like to get your quote money's worth.
Right. But really you're paying for the priority fireworks viewing.
Right, and you could say that was kind of a waste since the party itself is lower crowds and it's easier to get a fireworks spot. But I will say the lower stress was nice. And being able to just sit on the hub grass and chill until they...
I'm sorry, how early were you supposed to get there? Or does it matter?
You can check in like 2 hours before the fireworks. Up to 2 hours before the fireworks.
But I mean, you've got a guaranteed spot, so...
Yeah, but 2 hours to go to get all the food and dessert. And then I think they open the fireworks viewing spot 30 or 40 minutes before the fireworks. And you can go chill out there.
So after the fireworks, though, it just closes down? Or no?
Yeah. It's done after that.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if during the party they kept it open. I remember there was something you could pay for that. I thought it was at Tony's, though. You could.
Dude, I don't know if they still do that. Who would do that?
But anyway. So... Yeah. Shifting gears, though, I did want to get your thoughts on Jollywood compared to last year and this year. Like, is it better? Did they improve it?
Absolutely.
Did the Brown Derby get improved? And stuff
I did
like
not
that?
Go to the Brown Derby because I did not want to get a reservation to sit down. And then the line for the lounge was quite long.
Oh, I see.
So I did not sample the Brown Derby, but I did a lot of the other things. I will say it was markedly improved. I had a much better time. And I don't really know what changed other than it just felt like there was a little bit more to do.
Okay.
And the offerings were all really tasty. The birria, is that how you said? Birria tacos? That was at ABC Commissary. Were so good. Along with that horchata that they had there. So good.
I like that.
I saw Mike at Baseline, but I did not order the special there because it's a beer margarita, which sounds disgusting.
Yeah. So, as I've heard, let's put it this way, the special items, we'll say, had the longest lines for Jollywood Nights, right? The special.
Yeah, but I mean,
things that are party related.
Yeah, that's all I really did. It wasn't that bad, honestly. I mean, I don't think I waited more than 10 minutes for any item that I wanted to get.
Yeah, I had heard that if you were interested in doing the rides, that you would have been able to walk on just about everything, from my understanding.
Well, we rode only a few things. We more or less walked on to Mickey and Minnie's right when we got there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because she had never done Mickey and Minnie's because it new since she was there. So we did that. We did MuffaVision 3D.
Did you say goodbye?
Said goodbye to MuffaVision 3D. Sure, I ate a Pizza Rizzo, too. Said goodbye to that. I got the special item at Pizza Rizzo from the party.
That's the special item?
Mickey, I took a picture of it. Hold on.
Was it like the dessert pizza thing or whatever?
No. It was a savory item. Let me see if I took a picture. Because it didn't stick with me, so that tells you how good it was. Oh, it was like a flatbread, but it had like charcuterie type stuff meat on it. Like charcuterie meat and pesto. So it was like a charcuterie, pesto, and olive pizza, a flatbread. I had some like some arancini balls, like mac and cheese balls, which were really good. Those were one of the better things. The
mac and cheese balls.
Yep. Alrighty. The birria tacos were good. So I enjoyed all that. Muppet Vision 3D, wonderful. I met Panchito.
Oh, nice. He was out there? Nice.
Yeah, they had Panchito and Jose Carioca available for meat.
Did you tell them that they were in one of your favorite rides?
Yeah, no, I danced with them because they were having like a dance party in that area.
Oh, okay.
It was over there in front of the launch bay. And so I danced with Panchito.
Wow, cool.
Nice.
So I got a picture with Panchito, watched the fireworks show. The worst thing I had, there were some egg rolls right there as you went into Toy Story Land. Because the only thing we did is Toy Story Land. We did Toy Story Mania.
Mm-hmm. Who won?
I barely won, actually. I barely won. If it wasn't for the ring toss segment, she would have possibly beaten me.
Huh. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. I even got the volcano aliens to explode.
Yeah.
Me and my son got the volcano and all the aliens to... What do you call
go
it?
Go off?
I don't know what happens. No, the rocket takes off. The rocket launches when you get all the aliens.
Nice. The ring toss to me is the hardest one.
It's very hard to get all the aliens before they keep popping back up. Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
You have
to
really have somebody working with you to get it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Honestly, though, it was chill, though, maybe because I wasn't trying to do the big rides, and it was also first night. The giveaway wasn't as good, but that's fine. Last year, I never used the giveaway. They gave a coaster out that I never used. This time, they gave you, like, a little pack of champagne marshmallows to take home.
I see.
Champagne-flavored marshmallows.
Did you eat them? Or
I haven't tried them yet.
They're still... He's still got them.
What do you put them in?
I don't know what you do with those.
Okay. Maybe you're supposed to put them in champagne. No, wait, that's champagne flavored. I don't know.
Hot chocolate? That's weird. Okay. I know they had like the ice skating thing this year. It was new, right? Yeah. Ice skating.
I saw that for a brief minute as we were walking past and did not stand and watch it. It looked interesting, but.
Were there new characters out too, or no?
I don't remember Jose Carioca or any of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're rarely out.
Right. But Max, right, is out.
Yeah, Max
like
is out.
Some rain.
Yeah.
Powerline.
They had some good characters out. I mean, that's one of the things about the parties. So, like, at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas, we also hit up a couple of good characters. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. She was very excited about meeting Tweedledee and Tweedledum. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one is kind of rare.
Yeah. So, I know it's apples and oranges, but Jollywood versus... Mickey's Very Merry.
I mean, Mickey's Very Merry is going to win every single time. It's Magic Kingdom. It's more established. There's way more to do. But Jollywood for a date night, it's going to win on that front.
I was going to say, I feel like Jollywood's geared more toward the adult crowd.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, when I watched the fireworks at Jollywood, I looked around and I noted that there were very few children there. It was pretty much all adults.
Yeah, I would think that Jollywood doesn't appeal to young of a kid anyway.
When you're paying that much for a kid and they're not going to get the benefit of it, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, unless your goal is to have short waits for all the rides. If your goal is to have short waits for all the rides, then I guess it would work, right?
I guess. But I mean, you're paying more than a day ticket in some cases.
I'm just saying there's some people that would do that.
Right.
Well, so the thing is, you know,
compare it with Lightning Lane.
She didn't have a B2O pass like me. So since that was the day of our arrival, she did not have a day ticket for that day. All she bought was the ticket for the party. So that's all we did.
Mm.
I know this will sound sacrilegious. She also doesn't like Star Wars. So we didn't even go to Star Wars Land at all.
I was going to say, you didn't have very much you could do ride-wise over there then. No Star Wars.
That's why she didn't. We only went to Hollywood Studios for that party because
I really didn't
have much interest in Hollywood Studios otherwise.
Because all you could do is the very minimal things in Toy Story Land, Runaway.
But she loved Runaway Railway. Runaway Railway is fantastic. It's a great ride.
I think it's great. I think it holds a little more lasting appeal than even Rise does, believe it or not. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, I don't want to ride Rise every time, but I do want to ride Runaway Railway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a must.
It is a must.
There's so many things that you can see for the first time, I think, in Runaway, though, that you may have missed before, right?
Oh, yeah, it's different.
You can always pick out something new.
Yep.
And, yeah, it depends, too, on which car you get sat in, too, as to when you see certain parts of the scene. So,
the sight gags.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very, yeah, mm. It's always a great ride. That's the first ride we rode, and it was a great ride. Mm. Right when we got there. Because we got there right as the party started, like right after the party started.
Okay.
Okay.
And their lines were already short at that point.
Yeah, see? Mm. So there you go.
Right.
But since I had driven in that day, we didn't even stay to the very end of that party. We stayed to the end of the final Christmas party on the last night. I was dog tired, but we stayed all the way to the end. Like marathon pirates a couple of times. I did Haunted Mansion one more time.
Okay.
So, nice. You know, rode the carousel one more time, that kind of stuff. I rode Jingle Cruise 3 times while I was there. I think maybe 4.
Jingle Cruise. And,
yeah. The last time was, I think, maybe it was 4. I remember the first Skipper was the worst in the sense that they didn't really do any of the holiday jokes. The other ones went really heavy in on the holiday jokes.
Oh, gotcha.
It was good. And the nighttime, of course, doing it, that was doing the nighttime Jingle Cruise is different than a good daytime.
And you potentially said goodbye to the rafts. Well, we don't know how long that's going
to
last.
We did ride the rafts out to Tom Sawyer Island. She had never, even though it's been there for a while, she'd never been in there. So did an exploration, went through the caves, went over the Barrel Bridge one more time, went out to Fort Langhorne, went out the escape route. I did not get to ride the river boat because it just never was, it was always like just taking off as
as you got there.
Timing is everything.
Just missed it through the river boat.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to sit around for 30 minutes and be like, I got to ride this thing.
All right. Wait for it to come back. Yeah.
Not unless it's a challenge.
Correct. Did a full loop on the railroad, too. You know, full loop on the railroad.
Yes. Fun.
Yeah, because you never know when it's going to go back down.
I mean, I assume they're going to shut that thing down to fill in the river or whatever they got to do. I don't know.
Yeah, you would think. But
that's one of the things whenever we go on this trip in January, it's going to be easy to pick stuff to ride because there's going to be a few things.
How many things are going to be down? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only things we did in Tomorrowland, the only thing we did in Tomorrowland was the People Mover.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you say goodbye to Astro Orbiter for a while?
Hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, there's another one.
I didn't know at that point it was going down for a while. Multiple rides on the People Mover, always a great setup. Nice. Because, like I said, she didn't like the fast rides, but we wanted to sort of see the Space Mountain overlay. So the People Mover allows someone who is not a Space Mountain rider to experience the overlay during the party because you can hear the music, you can see the lights.
The Christie Parade or whatever. Yeah.
So no Tomorrowland Speedway?
She hated that, but you can see the Tomorrowland Speedway overlay from the People Mover as well.
Gotcha.
We did do Mad Tea Party overlay. We did that.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So she's okay with the spinning, just not so much the fast rides, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think that in this particular trip, there was a little sort of base nausea that she was fighting against, so she would push it. A little bit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Did you multi-pass every day though? I was curious.
I did multi-pass every day. We did one day at Animal Kingdom. Felt like it wasn't as needed, but we park hopped every day too. So the park hop kind of made it worth it on every single day.
Yeah.
And I think even though I didn't do that many rides in a day, we never waited in line for anything at all either. So it was pretty leisurely. Everything was leisurely, which I enjoyed.
Yep.
Right. That's currently the best thing about MultiPass. Hope Disney's not listening, but that you don't have to pay the premium price to be able to park hop and book lightning lanes at other parks. You can just pay for whatever park you are going to, and if you decide to park hop, you can book lightning lanes without having to pay more or without having to have paid for the premium price.
Yeah, they better hope they never take that away.
So the other thing that I like about the new system, which again, the new system has its flaws, I think. I think one of the biggest flaws I found in my last two trips since it came out is the fact that it's made certain rides that don't need to be hard to get because they're in the second tier.
Like what was your first example?
I feel like Winnie the Pooh is like impossible to get now for some reason.
What?
Yeah, it's like almost impossible to get that ride.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, you had to really refresh to get that one.
Don't the tiers only matter initially, right?
But a lot of people book their three, and so leading into it, they've booked up their second tiers. I want to say at Epcot, the last time I was there, you know, Soarin' basically is super easy to get because it's still considered a tier one, and everybody's going Ratatouille or Frozen.
Right, or Frozen.
Right, yeah. So like Soarin' is so easy to get. But then like Spaceship Earth, is like booked out till like the afternoon before the day even starts. You're like, really? I mean,
it popped a lot though.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing for me was Ratatouille. I never was able to book it. Like it showed up many times, but I couldn't lock it in.
We rode it two times. Did you try the single rider line?
No, well, we didn't know, but we did stand by, waited 30 minutes, but towards the end of the night. But yeah, I tried to book it multiple times and lost it every single time for some reason. I don't know. That was the one I couldn't get.
I was going to say the thing I really like, though, is if you do buy an individual lightning lane, and let's say you don't want to do it that day or you want to do a different one, you can move those. Like you can move them over days too. So like... Because of the sort of nausea and we were trying to battle that, we're like, oh, maybe we'll try to ride Tron tomorrow. And so I could move it ahead of day if there was availability instead of just having to go to guest relations or anything. You can do all of that in the app and move it to later in your trip if you're like, oh, I'm not going to get to this today.
That's good to know.
Okay.
I like that.
So I felt very nice.
The least they could do, you've already paid for it. I mean,
even if you didn't. Well, as an annual pass holder, though, can you move it to a day where you haven't booked Magic Kingdom? And if it was Tron, for example? Interesting. Okay.
Because you could always hop there.
Yeah. I was just curious, though, if it would let you if you hadn't reserved that park for that day.
The reservations are really kind of stupid at this point, to be honest.
It is. Yeah. I'm surprised we still have to do it.
Well, I mean, she didn't have to make reservations because she had a day ticket.
No, but I'm just talking about even for AP because they're pointless at this now that everything's basically back to normal.
Yeah.
I guess basically the only reason they do it is to try to guess how many APs are showing up that day.
Yeah.
I guess. Who knows? You're probably right. It probably all has to do with something tracking wise.
Statistics, right? It's something.
Like how many people do we need to staff this park? Because we know the day ticket people are showing up to a park. So we know that. We don't have to know which park they're showing up to, but they're showing up to a park because they bought a ticket.
Yeah.
But they have no idea if I don't book a ticket whether I'm going to show up or not.
Honestly, they could probably tell at this point by the number of lightning lanes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, but then not everybody buys it, so.
Not everybody does, but I guarantee you they have an idea based on just the lightning lanes alone. Because they have a set number of inventory that they let out initially anyway, right? So. And then they add to it over the course of the day, depending on who shows up or cancels or moves it or all this other good stuff.
So the other thing I did, which is a little bit more different than most trips, is I made a lot of use of minivans this trip. Yeah, because I was going to Magic Kingdom and I knew we were going to do days where we'd go to Magic Kingdom and park hop to Epcot or vice versa.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't really want to go back to the car park hop. I wanted a monorail between the two. So I could take the bus. We did take the bus a couple of times, but when you're going to Magic Kingdom in the morning, you just want to get dropped off and you don't want to wait for the bus at Coronado, which loops all the way around and all that jazz. So you just order a minivan and they drop you right off.
Mm-hmm.
So made some really still, good
I view. Imagine they still only pick up right out front, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Destino.
Oh, no. In front of the scene? No, they came right to the casitas for us.
Oh, did they? Yeah, okay, because it used to be...
Yeah, wherever you are.
I feel like I thought it used to be they would only come out front at Destino. That's where we had to get on ours that time. But
yeah, they came to my casitas. Yeah, they'll take you pretty close to wherever you want to go since it's a nice little premium service. Yeah. And the other time I used it is we did the night we did Happily Ever After in the park. Because Happily Ever After was at 8 and Luminous was at 9:30.
Trying to get out of there.
Both. So as soon as Happily Ever After was over, I ordered a minivan and it picked us up and I ordered it to the beach club and just had to drop us off at the beach club. And then we walked right to the International Gateway over to Canada and watched Luminous. So we caught both fireworks of the same night.
Go say, can you drop us off at the villas? So we do that. Because it's very left in there.
Well, I'm glad we did Beach Club for the drop off, because I had always thought Boardwalk might be closer, but I was wrong. My date was right. She said Beach Club's closer, and it was confirmed a little bit closer. But the lobby there had the gingerbread carousel that was like the whole thing was made out of gingerbread, and it was the carousel horses, and it was moving. It was like going in a circle.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's how it was when we stayed there. We stayed there during Christmas season.
What time did Happily Ever After end?
So it started at 8, so it'd be over, 8:20 something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, there's no way probably to make it via the monorail by the time Happily Ever After is over, unless you're like watching it from the exit almost of Magic Kingdom.
So the thing that was very interesting is... In theory,
without the minivan,
Fantasmic was at 6:30, so you could
all three
have done all three.
I was gonna say, how did I know Jason's mind would be thinking like this? Is the challenge?
Can you do it?
All three. I got a feeling one day we're going to find out.
The only reason I didn't risk it is as a Disneyland goer, she said she didn't need to see our Fantasmic because Disneyland's is better.
I would agree. I mean, I would. Well, except for the, you know, they don't have the dragon. They have Maleficent currently, I think, right? Still out. Except for Maleficent burned down. But other than that.
Yeah. So we didn't do that. And the other thing is the last, like, two out of the last three times I've done Fantasmic, it's broken down at least once mid-show.
I just feel like that show... Like the hype surrounding it versus what you actually get is just not worth it to me. I mean, that's just me.
I enjoy it if it goes end to end, and especially if they pull off the final Mickey. I've been there where that doesn't work as well, but if that goes off well, it's good.
I just seem like everything you have to go through to get a decent spot, it just doesn't feel like worth it at the end, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you mean, trying to get a good spot. I mean, on the light nights, you could sit on the far left or far right and still be really close.
Yeah.
But if you want to be in the center, sure. And the worst part is having to walk 4 miles to get out there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like a day's journey to get there as well.
I was going to order a minivan from, you know, Sunset Boulevard to Fantasmic. Can you drive me out there?
I
was like, do we have drone pickup yet?
Right. I was just going to say you went to La Cava. I know you went there at least once.
I only went to, I did one. I did a walk up or two at La Cava, but I only went and sat down once because Barbas was not working too much that week.
He was busy.
He was pulling. There was one day I messaged him. I don't think he might be saying this. He was out riding his motorcycle. So he was like, I'm busy. But he was there one day. I stopped by, gave him his present. He, of course, took care of us. I tried the new drink. I forget what it is. I think it's like a coffee-based drink or something like that. And then, but I also had the Barbas, like, sipper and some chips. We also ate one night at the restaurant on the water in Mexico. I can't remember. That was La Hacienda. They're like named the same thing. And one's San Angelin, that one's the La Hacienda. The best part about La Hacienda is they have several of the drinks from La Cava there. So we have the La Cava drinks. And if you order the chips and guac at La Hacienda, it is the same chips and guac you get at La Cava.
And there are some good table views of if you wanted to see the Luminous around the same time if you wanted to.
You timed it, right?
Yeah. I did eat at Via Napoli as well.
Okay.
Did you get pizza?
I didn't. I actually tried the pasta this time.
And
the pasta that my date got was way better. I think I got La Fettuccine Alfredo. She got the carbonara, and it was so good.
Way better.
Was I was thinking about the carbonara, but she ordered it, so I was like, okay, I'll try the fettuccine. I was like, oh, you ordered way better. Yeah, much better. And I did the limoncello flight, tried that.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. Okay.
I've also started to make a ritual now that when I'm at Epcot, I stop in at Germany and do the chocolate shot.
Oh, yeah.
Is that only available at Festival of the Holidays, or is that
no, no, time? No. It's always in the little shop in the bag. It's like okay. Chocolate
it's
shots.
So deep. I always forget about that.
Oh, you know I'm what I did that I didn't even know was there? Is I went back into China for some reason, and back in one of the gift shops, they have a little stand that has like some specialty Chinese liquor. And I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's traditional. I was like, do I sip it? Oh. Do I shoot it? Like, sip it a little bit and then shoot it. And it was really good. I was like, I didn't know there was a little get the traditional Chinese shot back in deep good inside of China.
Because
I walked past them like, is this what is this? They're like, nobody knows this is back here. I'm like, okay, well, I'll try it. Why not?
Hmm.
It's like, this is the best trip I've ever had to China.
That's why you start on the Mexico side, because
yeah. So I'm learning where the like secret shots are at Epcot.
Yeah, I should have done that in Germany. Yeah.
Well, we'll do it. Let's do it in January. We'll do the chocolate because yeah, they have the chocolate one and the pumpkin one. Both flavors. I thought about buying one of those chocolate, like one of the liqueur bottles to bring home because it's yummy. It's very yummy.
I had one. It was like a pear one or whatever.
Pear. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Interesting too. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we should definitely.
I of course got at least one frozen Kieran while I was there. Always.
Yes, I saw the picture of that.
But again, because not all of this was on the same day. Like I said, all of this was spread over like a whole week.
Right. It was a long trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did want to ask. So you did Jollywood. You did the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. The point I made was that if you don't want to spend $1 million, Epcot is kind of the Christmas park if you don't want to spend a ton of money, because Festival of the Holidays gives you a ton of Christmassy things to do for a lot less than
already included,
right, for a separate ticket for Jollywood and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. So what do you think of Festival of the Holidays, and is it comparable to the other two?
So, I mean, obviously Epcot is very nice from the Christmas. I mean, Glimmering Greenhouses, fantastic.
Yeah.
Love Glimmering it. Greenhouses is so good. It's very festive.
Great overlay.
The biggest thing I would say it's missing for both of them is a Christmas nighttime show.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have that.
They would charge more for that, I'm sure.
Unless you count candlelight.
Which, yeah. Maybe. I mean, if you get Neil Patrick Harris, you know.
Did y'all see on Twitter, X, Josh whatever Gantu. It is these days, Phi Bell Phi, who I follow, she's in the parks a lot, posted a picture of Neil Patrick Harris running through the France Pavilion 10 minutes before his candlelight thing, trying to get
Oh, wow.
She's like, I see Neil Patrick Harris running through France heading to candlelight. Like, nice. He's like, I'm not going to make it.
That's weird.
That's funny.
Not gonna make it. We're not gonna make it.
We made it. If he was running there, I wonder how much the people running candlelight were freaking out.
Possibly.
Yeah, like where is he?
Oh, I checked out the new DVC refreshed lounge in Epcot. Because they refurbished it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Imaginarium is what they're calling it.
That's called the Imaginarium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you sent a picture. Don't they have more offerings instead of just soda now or something?
Yeah, I mean, it was slightly better. I mean, they have two freestyle machines and they have a coffee machine. And I gave them the feedback that, like, I said, listen, the Disneyland Lounge is fantastic. Y'all need to get, because the Disneyland Lounge has the espresso machine. So, like, I saved money every day because I didn't have to go to the Starbucks or whatever and get my cappuccino. When I was at Disneyland, I would just go to the DVC Lounge and get my cappuccino and then walk out. And I thought the Disneyland Lounge was much better appointed as well. This one felt like it was the same lounge, which like they just updated the furniture and moved to the freestyle machines and added some coffee. Like I was like, this is all right. So after seeing it, I'm like, I'm definitely not going to pay $99 upcharge for a year that they're trying to charge DVC members to get priority access to that lounge or whatever it is. That's part of that DVC extra add-on that they're doing next year.
Yeah, right. Did you have to wait for?
No, I walked right up. I walked right up. I was wondering. Nobody was there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be much more crowded in the summer when it's hot as Hades outside.
Yeah, and you need a break. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, the bathrooms there got decent reviews from both of us. The ones that you went to whenever the fire alarm went off.
Oh, so the hidden ones,
the hidden bathrooms.
Yeah. Those are good, yeah. That's definitely top 10 for sure of all. Just because it's so out of the way.
Oh, I did do Soaring, of course, a few times, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think 3 times.
You saw the new ending.
Yeah. Where they just made the tower a little further away.
Yep. Right. And you got the Epcot. You got a good overview of the new Epcot.
Right. And how was the nighttime lights and the
actually functioning.
Celebration, World Celebration? Were they working?
Did you see them?
I saw them. I think most of them were working, but not all. I did like the ones I saw in X the other day where they were like flickering and it was like, Waltz at the disco.
Disco Walt.
Disco Walt.
Yeah. Do you remember a favorite food item, if you had one, or drink from the Festival of Holidays or any of those? Anything stand out?
There was, I know it is dessert heavy. Chocolate stout. That I want to say I got in Canada. That was really good.
Canada.
Gosh. Oh, Canada.
Canada.
The hot toddy at Canada. We were on a pilgrimage for hot toddies and couldn't find anything while we were there except that one at Canada.
I had that one right before the fireworks when I was watching it at Canada. It was really good.
Yeah.
Let's see, food-wise, not really. Nothing food-wise stood out on the Festival of Holidays. What stood out for you?
The coffee mocha cookie at the Hawaii, the Mele Kalikimaka booth, was my favorite cookie. And I've tried to recreate it at home, and I actually did a pretty good job of it. But that was my favorite by far from the desserts. I actually like those sliders at the Festival of Favorites, or Favorites Pass, whatever, at the Communicore Hall was really good too.
Nice.
So, yeah, certain things like that are good. I didn't like the... Did you go look at the Epcot Spaceship Earth Gingerbread House?
I was walking past it, and it had 9 minutes on its countdown before it was going to do its thing. I was like, I'm not waiting for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little underwhelming, but I mean, it's fun to see it. It's cool. It's a cool gingerbread house. I think it was a good
addition. I hung out at the little dance party. I did the dance party for a minute in Tomorrowland here, the Mickey's Christmas party, because they actually had decent characters out there dancing with. I danced with Goofy for a little bit.
Oh, nice. That's a good thing. Yeah. Do you see Santa at all?
He was in the parade.
Oh, okay. Tally? Did you see Tally? No. Oh.
I didn't see Tally. I think he had to go back to Storybook Circus to get a picture with Santa. I think is where he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was back there, during the party.
Yeah. But, I mean, seeing the rare characters was good.
Tally.
That's always the best part of the parties, I think, is seeing the characters you never see anywhere else.
Yeah, that's a good part. Snow on Main Street.
Yep, Snope. Good old Snope. You got to do, we did Country Bears, which I've now done twice. I like the show.
Yeah.
I got to hug Christmas Big Al. So I got to hug Christmas Big Al.
That was fun.
You know, when you showed that picture, I never really thought about the fact how he looks like stoned or something, the way his face looks.
I never thought Big Al would be so jovial when he met me. And also, when we did the hug, underneath the fur, he felt a lot skinnier and smaller than I thought he would be.
Oh. All right. He's losing some weight.
Yeah.
Amy. For the new show.
But then whenever I finished, taking the picture, I said, remember me. And, he didn't really react the way I was hoping.
Remember me.
Yeah.
Because that's his song now.
That's his song now, yeah. Hmm.
Oh, well.
Maybe he's used to the other one.
He's still thinking about Blood on the Saddle.
Yeah. My kids like the new show better, so.
Of course, did Tiki Room. I think is still the best.
Did you experience it with a Dole Whip?
Nope.
Not this time.
I'm not a Dole Whip eater. That is Adam that gets the Dole Whips over there.
I thought you got it before you went into the Tiki Room.
I did it at Disneyland just for the sake of doing it there. But Dole Whip is not my favorite. I'm not a sweets person in general. It's basically the moral of the story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not either, but I mean, it's Dole Whip. I mean, it's... Although, that's become a little overplayed over time, I will say. Yeah.
I got new sunglasses at the sunglass place, though, in Adventureland, because they had a 50% off sale on the Mickey sunglasses.
Hmm.
So, I don't have
to... You didn't happen to mobile order at the Friar's Nook, did you?
I did not.
Oh, God.
Because of Adam's debacle? Oh, I will tell you, I got the foot long from Casey's. That thing is like 3 feet long. That was massive hot dog.
You didn't get the Thanksgiving meal on a hot dog or whatever?
That is an atrocity. I think...
I would try it.
My friend wrote in her survey that whoever invented that needs to be fired. Like, I was like, who? A gravy on a hot dog, John? Gravy?
I would give it a try just to see.
Yeah, but wasn't it like cranberry sauce too? And
cranberry sauce, stuffing, gravy, turkey, stuffing.
Don't knock it till you try it type thing.
I'm knocking it and I'm not trying it. It sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Like who invented that?
What if it was on a turkey dog?
No, I still think they should just go with the tried and true. Just bring back the one that has the mac and cheese on it because that's the one everybody wants anyways.
I got you. Wow.
The mac and then everybody likes the nuggets too.
Yep. The corn dog nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best. But yeah.
I'm going to say, speaking of, since I brought up the Friar's Nook and that, there's this YouTuber that has reviewed both of those recently before Adam said that about it. And they had the same problem about the, you know, he looked at like the worst reviews and he was going places that had bad reviews, right? Apparently Casey's did from I think it was, it wasn't Reddit. Which one was it? It was Yelp, I think. But apparently Casey's did. And he went and did some of the more hilarious reviews. But yeah. Because they said that the foot long wasn't even a foot long. And here you are saying it's even more than a foot long.
Oh, it was huge. So,
yeah.
It was huge.
So
I remember one time, though, at Casey's, I tried to do a mobile order right before the fireworks. And after the fireworks, my order still wasn't ready. So I just left. I lost that $12 or whatever it was that I tried to order.
Interesting.
I remember that.
I tried to order the corn dog nuggets, too. But anyway.
Yep, I remember that very well.
Yeah,
I do think Casey's is one of those places that every time I eat there, it's like, I really want this hot dog and french fries. I always end up getting like a chili dog. And then later I'm like, why did I eat?
But apparently Adam's experience at Friar's Nook is not, it's not an isolated incident. Apparently it's a common thing.
They were a hot mess. Yeah. In the kitchen there.
I did do my new tradition of eating lunch at the Plaza at least one time. So I love the Plaza for lunch. It's so good.
I do. That's a great place. Yeah.
Got the Turkey Club this time. I thought it was fantastic. The Turkey Club, very good.
It's a great lunch spot. It really is.
Yeah.
The only thing, and I will have to
here's your thing.
Do my Adam thing, is there's no bathroom in the restaurant. You have to go.
How did I know that?
Bathroom, but it's not that far, but you have to leave the restaurant essentially.
Which is how could you even survive? How could you even survive like that?
Well, because I'm going to spend at least two times taking someone to the bathroom that lunch. So it's like every time
you have
like,
to stop on the way there.
Just wait. Next, when we're there in January, Adam, I'm going to ask you to take me to the bathroom.
Right. I'll know where the.
Will you show me the best bathrooms? Personally.
That's the only thing.
Bathroom tours.
Then we get there. I'll be like, you want to go to the Campania?
Right. That's the only. Actually, there are certain companions that have two toilet situation. Those are the best. Anyway.
The two there are toilet a few situation.
That, there are a few that have.
Wait a minute. What are they like side by side?
Well, it's like a toilet and a urinal. There's some that have both.
Is there a divider?
No. But I mean, your family. You know.
I mean, okay.
No, there's a few.
What if somebody, you know, is, you know, never mind.
But do they have a window to watch the fireworks?
Not like the Dahlia Lounge / Toledo one.
Okay.
It's a great window. I mean, it is, yeah. I can't believe I forgot to mention that during my trip report. That's a great
that might
window.
Be my new favorite now. Now that I think
about it. Now that we've talked about it, talked her into it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I said, I'm going out to Dolly Lounge. Oh, to get a drink? No. Then we'll go watch the fireworks in the bathrooms.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you could take your drink in there from there, right? I mean, I imagine you could.
See, I have a whole balcony.
You know, not as you're mentioning bathrooms. I know they're trying to theme it, but I think the one over in Galaxy's Edge just ends up coming off feeling like you're in a prison. Like a prison bathroom or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's the theme, obviously, but yeah.
I know.
And they only have the air dryers for your hands. Yeah.
Speaking of which, does the eyeball creature even still function over there? I've never heard anybody say anything about it in a long time. You know, we're talking about over there close to the water from?
We looked, but last time, but it didn't show up. So I don't know. Yeah, good point. Maybe.
Is that something
maybe it needs maintenance?
Adam, I didn't listen. Anyway. Did you try Oga's when you were there with the food?
We didn't go into Oga's. That was too long of a wait. We actually considered it. But the walk up was like 50 minutes when we were there. So I was like, yeah, forget it.
Oh, one last thing before we note that when I did Nomad Lounge, we weren't actually seated in Nomad. They are starting to use some of Tiffin's seating area that's attached to Nomad for Nomad because I guess Tiffin's isn't very popular and Nomad is.
Nomad's more popular because it's been gaining traction.
I think that's where we sat too because we went through the lounge area and ended up like in this little dining room.
Yep. That's where I was too. So it seems like they're putting more towards Nomad.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that's what they got to do. They got to do.
And I think they sat us there because we had kids too. They were like, because there was like confusion for a minute on where, and they were like,
they really want to go to Tiffin's.
Yeah. Right.
Adam doesn't want to go to Tiffin's. He leaves hungry.
Yeah. Nomad is great though. Love it.
And I remember I tried Tiffin's, what was it, last year? Because I was like, I'm going to give it a try. I was there by myself. We'll give it a try. Yeah. Was unimpressed. Honestly, unimpressed. Not that great.
But man, our waiter called it the Mustang coffee, but it looks like Mustang coffee on the menu. Loved that one. I'm going to try to recreate that at home because it was like coffee, bourbon, and like butter. Literally like butter, melted butter in it. Ugh.
Sounds like the Paula Deen special.
Yeah, well, it was good. More butter, more better. It was delicious.
Somehow, I didn't see that one. I just did my New World Tipping Tigress.
Well, we were, because it was so cold while we were there. I think it was a little chilly when you were there too, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of the days. It was a little chilly.
And we were just wanting anything warm. And he was like, well, this one's warm. I was like, I will take it. So it was delicious. It was very, very good. So,
well, let's try it when we're there in January. Are we doing Animal? I don't know if we'll even go to Animal Kingdom.
I mean, I'd go to Nomad. I mean, I'll always go to Nomad. So,
go to Animal Kingdom just for Nomad.
It's like my second favorite lounge, probably.
It's always good.
All right.
Well, I think that's about it. I think we've milked this trip for all we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've come to the end. And now that we're at the end, stop. Pretty much.
Well, we'll be back in a month. Don't worry.
Right.
All of us in a month.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I had my canceled trip is being redone.
Yeah.
Over MLK. So
there's lots to discuss.
Run a long, long ways. A long, 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 long ways.
Yep. In between there. So
yeah.
The first day we arrive is the first day of Festival of the Arts. So.
Oh, man. I might have to ask you to see if the artist that I liked, I bought all of his paintings, but he hadn't finished Epcot yet.
So I hadn't seen his finished.
I need to finish. Yeah, I need to get the last of the set because I have the three from the other park, the ones from the other parks.
Gotcha. I'll have to check it out then and see. Where was he located?
Over he near might move around. UK. He was over near UK last time.
Okay. We'll have to see if it's
the same. They might move around.
Remember the guy's name?
Rob. This looks like Katz, maybe.
Rob Kaz.
Rob Kaz. Okay. Rob Kaz.
Rob Kaz. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. We have to check that out and see. So, all right. Well, I think that about wraps this trip report up. As always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, X, and Instagram. That is all at
TWTM podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. And we have a YouTube channel where you can also listen to these episodes. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for Adam, Jason, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip. I was about to say at the end, after all that Toy Story Mania talk, may all your rockets launch and your volcanoes explode.
Well, we should say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
All of the above. No.
Because...
Were you doing? Christmas, I thought for a minute there you were doing the Clark Griswold thing.
Kiss my name. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah.